Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Final hour of trading here on a Monday. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing, and this update is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Technology shares bouncing today. S&P up for a second day. S&P picking up four now to 2429. That's a gain of 0.2%. Investors are awaiting this week's second quarter earnings reports for more evidence that economic growth is back on track. The Dow up 20 points now to 21,435, up 0.1%. NASDAQ up 29 to 6182, a gain there of 0.5%. Gold up 360 the ounce, up 0.3% to 1213. The 10-year up 4/32 with a yield of 2.37%. And West Texas Intermediate crude up 22 cents a barrel to 44.45, up 0.5%. Investors are awaiting this week's second quarter earnings reports for more evidence that economic growth is back on track. Jim McCaughan is the chairman and CEO of Principal Global Investors.
But I think what a move towards America first rather than multilateral institutions, I think what that does is introduce more tail risk and expand the funnel of doubt in the economy. It maybe makes problems in Korea a bit more likely. It maybe makes issues with credit in Europe a bit more likely. There are some banks in Europe that don't look so good.
Abercrombie and Fitch has terminated talks with potential acquirers, dashing hopes of investors who saw a takeover as the best way to rescue a retailer struggling to rekindle its appeal with shoppers. Abercrombie and Fitch down 20.3%. Recapping, stocks higher, S&P up 4, a gain there of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, my co-host Corey Johnson at Amazon headquarters. We're going to check in with him a little bit later on. But meantime, I do want to talk about the economy, economic news on tap for this week, along with what's going on in the markets. Danny Berger with us, markets reporter at Bloomberg News. Yelena Shuleteva, our senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg Intelligence, our in-house group of analysts watching the economic front. And Yelena, let me start with you because Janet Yellen, this is a week that we're going to hear from the Fed chairman.
Absolutely. So Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's semiannual testimony before Congress will be the dominant focus of market participants this week. So we know that the Fed gave us all the details about what they would like to do with the balance sheet, but they never told us when they're going to start.
The devil is in the detail.
So exactly. So that's why the critical focal points of her remarks will be the start date of the balance sheet unwind.
Do you really think she's going to give it this time?
She may hint at what we should expect and when we should expect it, but in the minutes, they really told us that they will announce it in the statement, in the FOMC statement. So that's why at Bloomberg Intelligence, we think that the July statement is, you know, deserves very close attention because they might announce the balance sheet unwind in the July statement.
July 26th is our
right.
next FOMC decision.
And then probably start the actual process sometime in October so that to give the markets a little bit of time to digest it.
Spoon feed.
Absolutely.
Danny Berger.
Yes.
She's got her glasses on. She's packed to, she's ready to go.
I'm ready to be academic today, for
be
sure.
Be academic for us. What's interesting about today's trade?
Looking at tech for sure, in keeping with, the academic theme. So, the breadth of tech stocks gains right now is looking pretty optimistic. Stealing this stat from colleague Heather Burke, about 84% of tech stocks are above their 200, daily moving average. Which is a pretty positive development considering what tech has done before.
Pretty broad base too.
Yeah,
when we keep,
absolutely.
We keep saying the FANG stocks, but it's it's not just the FANG stocks.
Exactly. So today it's, I mean, NASDAQ 100 as a whole. It's not just those, FANG stocks that are really pushing everything up, which I think gets to a lot of concerns. You know, when you only have a few stocks that are lifting up the market and then you get those days like we had over the past several weeks where Amazon, Facebook, you name it, those big cap, mega cap stocks rather, really feeling some pain and brought down the whole market with it. But now, not only are those coming back, but like I said, it's a good breadth of tech stocks that are really helping the market gain today.
You mentioned earnings earlier, and there's a fun story by Cecile Vannucci of Bloomberg News, and she says, while market turbulence increased across asset classes last week, stock investors are about to embark on one of the calmest earnings seasons in history. And she cites specifically the VIX, which closed Friday at 11.19, its lowest level since 2006, 1 week before J.P. Morgan Chase's results, and almost 45% below its average level in the past decade ahead of the event. So people are like, whoa, I'm kind of mellow.
Yeah. Well, so one thing that I think some people like to say that this will explain it, you know, that whole passive-active war that we always talk about.
Right.
So one of the theories is that because passive investing is so popular right now that keeps things calm, which also means that people aren't paying as much attention to fundamentals or just investing in the index. So when it comes time for earnings, you're entering it in an environment where there's not much volatility. People have not been paying attention to the individual stocks. Then companies start releasing earnings,
right,
and that makes things actually even more volatile. So in on one hand, you could say, all right, things are calm, people not so worried heading into earnings, or you could say, you know, there's been a structural shift in the market that actually is going to make things more volatile when we head into earnings.
We shall see. Hey, Yelena, let me bring you back in here. Analysts are calling for a 6.3% profit increase at the S&P 500 index companies in the second quarter. That compares with a 14% jump in the first 3 months of the year. So earnings, you know, still growth, but not as robust, if you will, that we saw in the first quarter. What are you watching out for this economic or this quarterly earnings season?
In terms of macroeconomic view, that really means that consumer will continue to dominate the landscape in terms of how they will lead growth, how they will help growth this year. So it's going to remain the dominant force, and businesses will probably just provide some support. Until we see some robust growth in corporate earnings, they will probably not engage as much in terms of business investment. So that's kind of the same kind of picture of consumer-driven economic growth this year.
Yeah, and Danny, I'm kind of just curious what companies are going to be saying about, you know, here we are, how many months into a new administration,
right,
expectations for something, you know,
yeah,
and then things have kind of changed.
Right, and you mentioned this earlier, how there's just so much hesitation to do anything from these companies when they don't know what's coming out of Washington. But I'm curious if that has changed. If people are saying, look, maybe we're not going to get anything. It's going to be delayed. So let's go ahead and make some decisions with that being the sort of environment we're working with. We're not going to see anything big coming out of Washington. So maybe we feel comfortable making decisions. Or is it going to be the same thing we've heard since the election, that they're still waiting for policy to come out of Washington?
And we've certainly seen M&A activity, you know, moving quite along. So companies are making decisions about doing deals.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, but at the same token, you know, how is this administration going to treat deals? Are they going to be easier to get through? I think that some of that we are still waiting for. You know, of course, we had that huge Walgreens Boots Alliance deal fall apart, which was obviously disappointing for a lot of players in that.
Right.
But I think, again, like you were saying, the pickup in deals is a good indication that some companies do feel a bit more emboldened.
All right. Stuff to watch. We're going to watch retail sales just quickly. Yelena.
Absolutely. At the end of the week, the frequency of economic data picks up. Key economic releases, including CPI and retail sales. The headline number for retail sales will probably be a weak number, but watch for control group sales. That's what's key, and it goes into national accounts.
I'm not shopping. That's what I'm telling, because my husband might be listening. Danny Berger, thank you so much. Markets reporter at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, along with Yelena Shalateva, senior U.S. economist at Bloomberg Intelligence. Bloomberg Markets brought to you by CBOE VIX Options and Futures. Volatility can be harnessed with CBOE VIX Options and Futures. See disclosures and learn more at cboe.com/powerfuloutcomesvix. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg Markets. It is time, though, for a check on your latest world and national news headlines. Once again, Nathan Hager in our Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Carol. Donald Trump Jr. says he is happy to work with the Senate Intelligence Committee. That tweet came from President Trump's eldest son after he acknowledged meeting last year with a Russian lawyer who claimed to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. Bloomberg's Irv Chapman picks up the story from there.
As the Senate Intelligence Committee prepares to question officials of the Trump campaign, Senator Jack Reed said the latest report of a meeting with an influential Russian is more grist for the probe.
The whole pretense of the meeting was to get information from the Russian government deleterious to Hillary Clinton. That's essentially going to a foreign power and asking for help in the election.
Committee member Susan Collins made a similar statement. Trump Jr. said the information was fishy. The lawyer was apparently lobbying against sanctions on Russians accused of human rights violations. Irv Chapman, Bloomberg Radio, Washington.
The White House says it is confident Republican lawmakers can repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act before next month's August recess. Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short says the Senate bill is being amended to win enough GOP support. Bloomberg National political reporter Sahil Kapoor says if they can't get it done this month, Republicans will have more pressing matters to attend to.
By the end of September, they'll have about 2.5 weeks to do this. They have to fund the government to prevent a shutdown. They have to extend the children's health care program, and they have to extend flood insurance. Now, sometime shortly after that, they have to raise the debt limit, which is a very painful vote that Republicans hate to take.
The Politico reports Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hopes to unveil a fully amended health care bill by this Thursday. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Nathan Hager. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.